Parrish?
Yes, brother.
Going back to your little comment on Jesus Christ asking who touched me.
Yeah.
Remember at one point that Guru Prasad, I think maybe just before the 1962 East-West Gathering, there was a chair which Baba had used for important work, and he warned us all not to touch it.
Yeah.
It would be extremely dangerous. Mm.
Yeah.
What eventually happened to that extremely dangerous chair?
Well, he sucked out all the power from that. Same thing happened with that chair in 1968, where he sat in seclusion there, in Guru Prasad, in his room. It was so, they were not allowed to touch or anything of that sort. They even put a railing around it and all that, so that accidentally we may not go close to it and touch it, because Baba was particular that we should not touch it. And after the work was over, it's finished. They were allowed to go near it, and that chair is put now in museum now.
Did you ever see Baba did you ever have occasion to see him during his seclusion working, when he was actually doing whatever he did?
We were here in the seclusion, we were with him, but then there were certain periods, certain hours, when he would lock himself all by himself. He wouldn't allow anybody.
What did he look like after that? Did he seem tired?
Very tired. Tired is not the word. Totally exhausted. You see him drenched. Now, weather is not that oppressive now today. It's cool breeze blowing. People are in jerseys and all that. And here he would be sitting only on his sadra. Yeah, this sadra there is. It will be all drenched. Yeah.
What? Do you remember going in the airplane in 56 from Myrtle Beach up to Washington? Baba all of a sudden gestured that he had to do some sort of work, asked you to put a handkerchief over his face, warned us not under any circumstance to touch him.
That's even in trains, railway trains, he would do that. Sometimes traveling in buses, he would do that.
Did anyone ever accidentally?
Not touching him. He wouldn't, under such circumstances, he wouldn't ask us not to touch him, but not to disturb him, keep quiet.
Wasn't there a time when
you don't know anything about it.
But there was a time when you were, I think it was you, that, Baba came out from working with a musk.
Yeah. That was with Shirdi Baba.
Mm-hmm.
Did you touch him?
He brushed. I naturally to get Baba there when Baba clapped, and I tried to enter the room, and I brushed. And Shirdi Baba came out, so I naturally wanting to go in a room like that. Shirdi Baba's body was big, my body is big too. So my shoulders brushed his arm, and I felt a shock. It's a terrible shock. Yeah. It is that. Yeah.
Wasn't there the time also when you warned people not to touch him, and Kekulbaba was overcome with love for Baba and rushed up and touched him and flew into the air, and Baba supported him coming down and sprained his finger?
Sprained his finger, yeah.
Just before the new night happened.
Was it?
He flew into the air?
No. he is of that temperament, you see. He is very springy, you know.
Actually, that was because he had touched Baba's feet, and Baba touched
Baba,
his feet.
And that's how it disturbed him. He got into his moods, you see, and he went, rushed there and touched his feet, kissed his feet. And then Baba bent down, so he got in that mood, you see.
So that was spontaneous on Alibaba's part.
Yeah, it is.